An area of high pressure is working across eastern Canada. A little piece of that high will work in for about the next 24 hours, resulting in a mostly clear but seasonably cold night across the region, and then a pleasant day for tomorrow. And then tomorrow night, temperatures will cool off once again, and a storm works in tomorrow night into Friday, likely to bring a wintry mix to the area, and there is potential for at least some areas to see significant accumulation of heavy, wet snow. We'll have more on that in just a moment, but for now we'll talk about a mainly quiet Wednesday across eastern New York and western New England. Clouds have been rather stubborn in many spots, and there are a few rain and snow showers across the north, but for most of us, conditions are dry today. Our temperatures are running around or even a bit above seasonable levels, depending upon your location. Moving into tonight, we'll see a little more clearing, though clouds may linger for a while across the north. Temperatures drop off into the 20s to near 30 degrees, so we need those heavy coats early tomorrow morning. But then maybe a spring jacket will do later in the day, as temperatures climb up into the 40s to right around 50 degrees under mainly sunny skies. Then on tomorrow night into Friday, that next storm comes into our area. It's likely to arrive as snow across much of the region tomorrow night into Friday morning, so plan for snow on Friday morning across much of the region. Now, as the day moves along, we're likely to see a transition over to a wintry mix, maybe even rain, especially in the valley locations. There is potential that the storm will remain all snow across the higher terrain, and it's across the higher elevations where the greatest potential does exist for potentially moderate to heavy accumulation of snow Thursday night into Friday. Just based on climatology, historical precedent, these types of storms tend to produce accumulating amounts of snow and heavier amounts of snow in the higher terrain, whereas this time of year we're more likely to see a transition from snow to a wintry mix in the valleys. Of course, we'll have more on that coming up as we move through the day tomorrow. And then on Saturday, the remnants of the storm, some rain and snow showers are likely during the morning, and then we'll see things dry out as we head into Saturday afternoon. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably cloudy and seasonably cold, low in the 20s to around 30. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, with highs in the lower to mid-40s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably cloudy, seasonably cold, low in the 20s to around 30. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny and pleasant, with highs in the lower to mid-40s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly clear and cold, low 26 to 32. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, high around 50. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy and seasonably cold, low 25 to 30. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, high 45 to 50. Region-wide on Friday, cloudy with a wintry mix likely, highs in the 30s to around 40. And on Saturday, mostly cloudy, a chance of rain and snow showers mainly during the morning, breezy and cool with a high around 40. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.